This month, the American Academy of Pediatrics announced that parents should start reading to their infants. While the babies probably don't understand exactly what the words mean, the recommendation comes as an attempt to boost exposure to vocabulary starting at a really early age. Now, new research says that if parents really want to get the most out of their reading sessions, dads should do a lot of the reading because kids absorb more when their fathers apparently read to them. Lynn Vernon Fagans joins us now. She's Distinguished Professor in Applied Developmental Science and Special Education at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, okay, dads should be the one to read to the kids. Why would that make a difference?
Well, we did two studies where we had looked at both mother's and father's language. While children were, they were looking at a wordless picture book, so not reading, but going through a book with their child. And what we found was, surprisingly, that it was father's number of different words that predicted kids' later language development, and mother's language to their children was not significantly related to the kids' later language development.
Huh, so why would that be?
Well, we don't really know, but we think it's really interesting because we found it in a study of middle-class families whose children were in child care, as well as a diverse kind of rural, low-income sample, including African-American families. And we're not sure. We looked at things like whether dads, did they talk more than moms? And they didn't. Moms and dads spoke about the same number of words and so forth. So then we're really kind of speculating on what might be the possible causes. For instance, that we know from other research that dads are actually less sensitive to children's language level. So they often use language that is kind of way above children's understanding. But maybe that's good. Maybe they're challenging their children to move to a higher level of language development. So that's a possibility. The other is that we know that dads are very playful with their children, and that even though dads obviously don't interact with their children quite as much as mothers, they're very playful, and that children generally really engage when their dads play with them. So it might be that they just attend more when their fathers are playing or reading to them than when their mothers do.
Well, if it's that women, the moms interact in general more than the dads, then maybe the kids have heard all the words that mom is going to throw in. So
yep.
Giving that boost from dad is another little bonus there?
Yeah, and it can be. Because we did certainly find that mother's education is related to kids' language development. And there may be lots of other activities that mothers do with their children that are very important for their language development, like, you know, mom's structure, the kinds of friends they have, and probably chooses the child care or whatever. But it is interesting that I think, too, that, you know, in the last 30 years, dad's roles in the family have really changed. And I don't think that the society has really come to terms with the fact that dads do a lot with their children now. I mean, my son and my son-in-law are such involved fathers, and that they do a lot of child care and a lot of interacting with their children. So I just think we just need to realize that fathers make a big difference in children's lives.
Well, I'm guessing one conclusion that you're not suggesting here is that moms shouldn't read to kids anymore.
No, not at all. We know that moms are important. And, you know, in almost all the studies that have been done, of course, mothers have shown to be very important in kids' development. I just think that ours is unique because we had both mothers looking at books with their children and fathers in the same session with very similar books, and then looking at later language development. And, you know, I think it's very interesting. Someone, obviously, we need to follow up on this and see if we can replicate it again. But we do have a new one that we just are about to publish looking at school age children, and sure enough, it's the same thing, that dad's language right before kids enter school is predictive of children's vocabulary and their math constructs in kindergarten and first grade.
Well, I wonder if there are any gender-free lessons we can try to take from this, because there's not always a mom or dad around, or they're traveling for work or something. Are there lessons in our word choice that we can try to inflict on our kids, and that'll have benefits down the road? Inflict's the wrong word, I know, but maybe that's a word I should use for a kid.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I think we all know that it's really important to talk to your children, and I think books just provide a wonderful context for adults to talk about experiences that they've had with their children or they're going to have with their children. And so, I can't say enough about how books kind of provide that for, you know, all kinds of adults, and why we see so much of it in childcare settings or in school where teachers read to children a lot.
And as we mentioned up front there, the American Academy of Pediatrics has issued guidelines saying, hey, yeah, vaccinations, good nutrition, all that stuff, and start reading to your baby right away. How, apart from whether mom or dad does that, how important is that early reading?
Well, I think the early reading is important because children are getting that language input. Children learn and can understand language very early before they can talk. So children before a year of age understand a surprising amount about language. And I think, again, that context of reading books helps children, you know, understand what a story's about. It allows parents to use extended language and maybe vocabulary that they wouldn't use if they're just looking at their baby and going, ooh, you're cute. Is of course also nice, but may not promote cognitive and language development as much.
So getting back into your studies, now you're looking at how reading is done early on, and then how are you measuring outcomes? What are you looking at for the kids themselves? What age, and how do you measure their vocabulary, their word choice?
Well, we use standardized measures the Peabody Picture Vocabulary Test is a popular one that just looks at children's comprehension of words of varying complexity. And then we used Woodcock-Johnson, which is a very popular and well-standardized measure of achievement. So we use very, you know, standardized measures that are administered by someone that comes into the home and does that assessment. So it's very independent, of course, of the task that we videotape. The mom looking at this book with her child in the same way with the father when we do it in the home setting.
So looking ahead, you mentioned the study you have that's about to be published. What is the next research? What do you want to start advancing or pinning down here?
Well, I think the next thing that we've started to do is to try and look at the kinds of words fathers use compared to the kinds of words mothers use with maybe the same kind of book. So we get a sense of our dads telling things in a different way. Are they using more complicated words? For right now, we know that they use the same number of different words. It's just that the way they do it is related to their kids' later language development, and their mother's not. So I think we're going to have to look at the kind of words that dads use.
Interesting. Well, it's fascinating stuff. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with the future research.
Oh, thank you. Well, I enjoyed being with you.
We've been talking to Lynn Vernon-Fagans. She's a professor in applied developmental science and special education over at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She's studying the different ways that moms and dads read to their kids and how that pays off years down the road.